What's the one thing I can pray about with you? Pray now, not later. First, a verse from Scripture, from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. Therefore, I want the men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and dissension. Now, my friend and spiritual mentor, Colin Millar, taught me to embrace the power of this verse and to walk it out in my daily life. Colin is a mighty man of prayer. He prays for people, organizations, cities, and nations. He's very sensitive to the Holy Spirit's promptings and responds to people in their place of pain and suffering by praying for them. He prays everywhere he goes. He prays in restaurants with waiters, in offices with clients and colleagues during a meeting, on airplanes with the person in the next seat, and in the grocery store aisles with strangers. He seldom has a conversation with someone without asking the question, "What's the one thing I can pray about with you right now?" He has prayed over me and my wife, Karen. I am always amazed at the peace in my spirit after his fervent prayers. After witnessing Colin, I asked God to give me the heart to pray now with others. I confess it felt awkward and nervous at first, as I looked for the right moment to redirect the conversation and ask the question, "What is the one thing I can pray about with you right now?" I am amazed by the look of surprise on people's faces and watch as it changes from hesitation, eagerness, and excitement. I ask them to tell me their greatest need or area of struggle and explain that I will pray specifically for that. I invite the Holy Spirit to speak through me and allow His voice to direct my prayer. Often, people are moved to tears during the prayer as they release their hurt and pain. Afterwards, their faces radiate with a sense of calm and peace that was not there before our prayer. And as they express their appreciation and turn to walk away, I too am overwhelmed by peace and joy. I can see Jesus smiling at me and hear Him say, "Well done, my good friend and faithful son." Child of God, I encourage you to stop and pray now with others. Trust Jesus to hear your prayers. Then watch as blessings rain down from heaven and change things, including you. Father, thank you for using Jesus to show us the power of prayer. Holy Spirit, fill me with courage and boldness to stop and pray now with others everywhere I go. Teach me to believe and have confidence that prayer always changes things, including me. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.